Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Yeah, what people fail to remember is that with conservative and solid underwriting and a simple and sound business plan, you can make the most out of the investment opportunity. This is what happened to us and the $33+ million raise we received. Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Hello and welcome back to Cashflow Multipliers podcast. It's summertime and we're feeling the heat. Am I right, Ned?
Yes, really much so. Between family vacations, booking those weekend getaways, and spending time with our fur baby, summer 2022 has been one for the books already.
And we've had some pretty monumental moments ourselves this year. In fact, July marks one of the biggest months in the Kitty Kingdom history. We, along with our past investors, closed on the ranch at Sienna, a $71 million, 312-unit Class A property built in 2016, located in the Houston, Texas MSA.
Yep. If you've been listening to us for the past few episodes, we kind of touch on this, right? And how super thrilled we are.
I think we've talked about it a couple of times, Nan. So, yep. Nan, would you say there was so many lessons that we learned on acquiring this $71 million deal?
Really true. So many lesson learns.
Of course, we can't keep these lessons to ourselves. So we're dedicating today's episode to all the little and big lessons learned leading up to this moment. We definitely didn't do this ourselves. And even more importantly, this opportunity is available to anyone who's already ready to live their best life, financially free life, of course.
Yes. Are you guys ready, right? You know what they say, you can't move into the future without honoring the past. So let's remember our humble beginnings in apartment syndication, Palm.
Yes, Nan. So Cashflow Multipliers, prior to this, our biggest deal to date was a $40.5 million deal property that we closed in Atlanta, Georgia, back in February 2022, which was just a few short months ago, right, Nan?
Yes. So 2022 has been a wild one. Agreed or disagree, Palm?
Agree, Nan.
Yeah, first, a $40.5 million deal, and now a $71 million deal.
Good one, team. We got a $3 million discount from the seller, baby. Okay, are you ready to dive in, Nan?
Yes.
Whether you are new to apartment investing or a seasoned investor, we think this is going to be a really rich conversation, and we're really excited to dive in.
I am, right? I'm so super excited to walk through the lesson learned. So the first lesson learned right out the gate is that when investment opportunities come knocking with the right team, the right opportunities will still remain the right opportunity, no matter the time of the year, for sure. This is especially true for our latest win, the $71 million deal.
Nan, you cannot be more accurate. You see, we're living in a high inflationary period where the interest rate hike is real. Yet what people fail to remember is that with conservative and solid underwriting and a simple and sound business plan, you can make the most out of the investment opportunity. This is what happened to us and the $33+ million raise we received.
During the thick of the deal, over $33 million raise for a $71 million deal's asset sounds like a big deal, right? And, you know, it was. However, if this was a normal scenario where the LTC is at 80%, how big of a deal would it actually be, Palm?
Let's do a quick math. So if the LTC would be at like what normal is, right? 80%. This means that we would have been buying like $165 to $166 million property.
Wow. Incredible. So, Pom, can you explain here what does lower LTC, loan to cost, means?
Sure. So with lower LTC, what it means is it's actually in a recession kind of period of time that we're in right now. It's actually reduces the risk for our investors because it actually makes it so that we have more money in the deal rather than relying on the mortgage. So with cash flow in this scenario, we'll be able to support our monthly mortgage and still have cash flow left over for our investors. And this is just one of the lessons that we're going to be talking about.
Okay, guys. So next, if you've been listening for a while, then you know we have nothing but hard eyes for Class A apartments. We started in Class C, where a lot of working class families live, and we have done nothing but aim upwards when it comes to moving up to the next class.
I'm so glad we had our eyes on Class A from the beginning because this has been proven to be a great investment strategy in the long run with our $71 million deal, not only because it's a newer asset, but also because of the strong NOI or net operating income growth potential of Class A apartments, which also has less deferred maintenance and also offers multiple exit strategies.
I just love what you just said here. And especially during these volatile times, the capital markets are not lending on Class C and, you know, in some certain Class B actually, right?
Yeah.
So for the lenders, these are looking at, these as an older asset class to be a little bit too risky for what they're willing to lend out.
Yeah, so C and B right now is kind of like touch and go with the lenders for sure. However, with Class A properties and strong submarket, it means that they also have strong population, strong job opportunities, rent growth, absorption rate, and limited construction pipeline, which means that we can potentially increase our rent organically with no need to break out the hammer. Just look at your surrounding areas and do a little research about the location. And during that time, we had the property under contract. The property was actually continuing to perform better and have an uptrend at a current pace of like 14% increase in rent growth.
Yes, and we love that, right? Because the property value is increasing while at that time it was under contract.
Yeah, so we hadn't operated. The sellers were actually really good because sometimes like when you buy a property and it's under contract, the sellers, they take the foot off the pedal as far as raising rents and increasing income. But in this case, the sellers did a great job of continuing to push the growth for us.
The next lesson we learned is to never underestimate the power of relationships. Relationships all over the spectrum of human experience we call life can make or break us. Cue any love songs you have ever heard.
But the reason for this powerful emotion transcends even beyond a romantic relationship. Friends, family, coworkers, business partners, like in our story we're about to share, all plays a significant role in our lives. To not nurture the relationship in your life will cost you. In our case, the price was almost $71 million.
Now, for a little story time, during these unprecedented, unpredictable times, our lender, Arbor, decided to cut its lending budget from $1 billion to $300 million monthly. It was definitely a conservative approach, but we had already done 5 loan transactions with Arbor, so the proof was already in the pudding. They know we were good for what we borrow.
And this played out in a major way. Arbor worked with us and did everything shy of breaking their own backs to cut down their commissions and everything else to make this loan possible and make it make sense for us to close. On top of that, they declined to lend out for 2 family offices that had a loan ready to go with them for $60-65 million cold in the bank in a prime location in Jacksonville, Florida, to make sure that they allocated enough capital for us instead.
Why? Because relationships matter. It's more than paying back what we owe, right? We were intentional with lenders we chose because we knew we would work closely with these people. Every phone call, emails, meeting wasn't just a business transaction for us. We view Arbor as an extension of our team and treated them as such.
Relationships matter to them. Execution certainly matters to them. And if there's one thing they knew the Kitty Sisters could do, it's execute a deal. Due to our track record, they never even asked us to show the proof of funds that we have already raised the $33+ million waiting to be deployed to close the deal. That's the power of relationships.
Okay, guys. So next lesson that came to us through this process of $71 million deal is the leadership is needed. From the first webinar to the very last signature, this investment opportunity could have gone sideways 8 times over. Everything was at risk, from the interest rate hike to raising the necessary equity needed to complete the raise to the DocuSign malfunction that happened the day the subscription doors were open.
That was such a nightmare. I swear, Nan, I've never been in such a panic mode ever before.
Oh gosh, that was real like nerve-wracking moment for sure.
You really have to view multifamily apartment investing like a team sport. No doubt we have one of the best teams in the game. But the truth is, when it comes down to it, I think being the lead general partner in an apartment syndication deal means that you are the one one who has to step up to the plate when the team needs you.
Yes, and that call can happen at any time, right? We had to step up when it became evident that there were unnecessary racing gaps that other co-GP's partner couldn't fill.
Nan, that was a valuable lesson.
Yes. All along, we were underestimating ourselves. We thought we could only race, you know, X amount, but we ended up racing two times the amount.
Truth be told, we surprised ourselves. The lesson here is when you build a reputation of being a solid lead sponsor who works hard and makes serious money for your past investors, it shows that you're investing in them and they in return will invest in you.
Due to our extensive asset management resume, we negotiated terms with our property management team in the past, and the same is true about this deal. While we do work with the best team, that doesn't mean we cut corners. We always verify work because we have a legal and ethical standard to maintain for our passive investors.
Our fiduciary duty is that, and on this particular deal, the property management team came back to us with a proposal for about like $1,800 per unit per month in staffing fee. And we were like, wow, that's quite higher than what we were expecting to pay per month per unit. And so we had to go back and actually break down the numbers just to show them that, like, hey, actually, this isn't mathematically justifying that $1,800 per unit per month that they were saying that they needed to pay the staffing on the property. And so from there, we were able to actually negotiate. And at the end of the day, while they were worried about us not being able to maintain our staff to hire them to continue working on the property, we actually got them all to agree to the extension to continue to work with us.
Yes. That was great on our team, right? The PM company is willing to work with us and we were able to push down the cost. Now, this deal has the original closing date of June 14th, but nope, we couldn't close until July 15th. And that's kind of typical in multifamily, you know, syndication, right, Palm?
Yeah, because there's a lot of moving parts that's beyond our control. Some of it would be maybe the lenders have some sort of delay on their end, or sometimes the seller isn't ready to close. In the end, guys, being transparent is really important. And so that's why we made sure that our past investors were in the loop the entire time and understood what was happening. Even with the delays that were happening, we would let them know, hey, the moving date, the closing date had just moved out a bit. But don't worry, we're on track to close, because we know that trust is really important to everyone. Moving on, retreat was never a term we wanted to use. While other sponsorship teams may feel like retreat is like status quo and that discount is something that they should be able to rightfully request, we at no point wanted to reach that to our sellers at all, because we know that our reputation's on the line and we don't want to jeopardize that.
Yes, but when we got the call from our lender, they adjusted our LTC and we had no choice but to call, you know, the seller and negotiate a retrade. And here is where things took a turn. In negotiation, the retrade, we were able to get a $3 million discount from the seller. This means we purchased a $78 million appraised value property for $68 million, achieving $10 million built-in equity from day one.
Actually, technically, even before we closed on the property value already went up $10 million just by that negotiation that we were able to get. And guys, getting $3 million from the seller is not a small feat. The seller, you know, they're great. They're great businessmen. And then they knew that, like, for us to get that $3 million discount was very important, because we played no games with them throughout the entire time. We were very straightforward. We said, this is what we want to do. Here's what we're going to pay. And we stuck to our guns until the lender dropped that bomb and required that we had to go back. And so the seller knew that by dropping the additional $3 million, they were able to be able to help us get this deal done. Now, the trick is they came back and said, we'll give you the $3 million discount. However, you guys need to put in at least $1 to $2 million more of earnest money on top of the $1 million hard money that we've already put in day one of the contract. They just wanted to get a little incentive to make sure that we close on the deal.
Yes, so we look at that $1 to $2 million additional deposits and deem it too risky for our investors. Because if the deals go south, we would not only lose out at that $1 million that we already wired to the seller, but an additional $2 to $3 million deposit, right? So instead of going with the seller flow, we hash out our own plan and give reasons why we were declining his request.
At the end of the day, sometimes it's really just business, nothing personal. Obviously, the seller wasn't too happy, but the trick up our sleeves is that we knew his motivation. He wanted to close this deal ASAP and secure the bag, as they say. The other trick here was that we knew that the seller, if he brought the property back onto the market right now, he would have a high chance that he won't be able to sell the property at all.
Yes, this brings us to today's happy to report that instead of additional $1 to $2 million hard-earned deposit, it was only $290,000 that we wire out to him. Plus, we got an additional 14 days extension just in case we needed for, you know, from the seller.
Remember, everything is negotiable. Know the motivation, play to your advantage, and don't underestimate the power of what you have to bring, and you can go toe-to-toe with any sellers.
Okay, guys. So our next lesson has everything to do with knowing and choosing the right strategy. The first right strategy is private equity versus raising private capital. Choosing the right capital stack is really important. We chose not to go through with the PE money, though we were approached with a few options, right? So meaning we raised way more money. However, during this model period, the deal would have evaporated anyway because some of the PE shops are shutting down. Instead, we went with the try and true method we know will close, and that's raising capital from our incredible passive investor team.
Secondly, you know the phrase, save your money for a rainy day? Similar yes. rule applies to apartment investing. Have a hefty reserve for unforeseen days. Being healthy means no capital call.
Now, our third strategy is to plan for the worst and hope for the best. We perform a lot of stress tests in case of worst case scenarios. It's the only responsible thing to do, guys. Palm is our data cookie cruncher here. So on this deal, we performed several sensitivity or stress tests that were really specific to increasing the interest rate.
So speaking of interest rate stress tests, even as the interest rate increases, it barely impacts the overall return of the property. Thus, even as interest rate, for example, hits 6%, the property will still return close to what the original performer was in its five-year estimate. This definitely helps reassure our investors the doom and gloom news that they were hearing on a regular basis isn't true. Turns out it's not as dire as they want us to believe. It's just another scare tactic to get people glued to their phones and screens.
So true, Prom. So our concluding lesson about the $71 million deal is to have a strong squad. You want an A players for all your, you know, A-class asset, right? We had Aubrey as our lender who slashed their commission to work with us and a strong property management team who worked with our budget. We also have our law team expedite revise the PSA at the beginning in a few hours, which is completely unheard of.
Having a strong squad, building on those relationships, and having the trust at the center will get you further than you can imagine. The African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together, is so true here.
I love the African proverb. I couldn't agree more with it, right? So 2 days before our planned closing date, the seller decided he was not ready to close, although our internal lending team deadline was July 13, or else the lender wouldn't have closed the deal.
Cash multipliers, as you can imagine, this caused some commotion, but we had the ultimate secret room to get through all of this. An incredible Hogwarts squad, the squad that could rival any Death Eaters.
Okay, Palm, this is so Potter out here.
Okay, talking about Potter out, stop making fun of me for that. You're the one who has like a hedge wig, you have a wand, you actually fought off a Death Eater at Warner Brothers Studios in London. So in our case, the lender who allowed us to fund on the 14th and then close on the 15th instead, oh my gosh, cue the huge sign of relief, champagne popping celebrations, and booking the well-deserved vacay to clear our minds and reset for the next deal that we would have around the corner.
To say we've been through a lot December is an understatement. But boy, we are so thankful for what our passive investors and our team have been able to bring to the table during this time. The right strategy, mindset, and tapping to our own power have paid off big time. And we know there is more to come. And with that, more lessons to learn.
As always, thank you, Cash Flow Multipliers team, for being here and showing up week after week. We love sharing these wins with you and also these lessons, and we hope it inspires you to bring out what's possible in your passive investment journey.
Before you go, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Kitty Sisters and online at thekittysisters.com for all the goodies, exclusives, and free resources. Talk soon, Cash Flow Multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.